For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. June is a busy month. June is Dairy Month, and also a special couple weeks for the turkey industry. Minnesota Turkey Executive Director Ashley Coles gives us the details on the folks who love turkey. June is also special.
You often hear June is Dairy Month, but actually June is also National Turkey Lovers Month. And Joe, I think you and I have talked before that Minnesota is the number one state when it comes to turkey production. Another fun fact is Minnesota is also the home to the most independently owned turkey farms anywhere in the world, actually. So there's a lot going on when it's time to talk turkey in the state of Minnesota.
You know, it's good to talk turkey and talk in a positive way. Usually we're talking avian influenza, something to that fashion, but I'm sure there's a lot of good going on in the industry right now.
So we were very grateful for the reprieve from the level of high path that happened in the industry in 2022, which has allowed the turkey industry now to kind of refocus on what they do best, which is growing turkey. But then also, you know, expanding and looking at some of the work that the Turkey Growers Association and the Turkey Research and Promotion Council, some of the things, the good things that we can do, like promote turkey to folks, you know, outside of the Thanksgiving season. So we're doing a lot of promotional events to get folks, you know, interested in eating turkey every month, not just in November.
I feel turkey is great because it's there's many different easy ways to prepare it. It's such a universal and versatile protein for folks.
Yeah, it's really fun when we go to events, at generic ag events, and ask folks when the last time they ate turkey. And a lot of folks were like, you know, Thanksgiving. But just like you said, Joe, I don't think many folks realize that, you know, eating a turkey sandwich is eating turkey, like people, it's hard for folks to think about it outside of the context of a whole bird. And so some of the work that the Research and Promotion Council is doing is partnering with our national organization, but also the Minnesota Barbecue Society for what we call turkey smoke events. And so it's an add-on event to KCBS barbecue competitions. And so there's two of them in the state of Minnesota where turkey is a standalone featured barbecue contest in conjunction with some of these really big KCBS contests. And so these are, it's actually a nationwide effort, but there's two of them in the state of Minnesota. We also worked with the Minnesota Barbecue Society and the University of Minnesota. They have a spring barbecue boot camp, and turkey was featured. And we were talking with folks about how to prepare turkey outside of just roasting it in the oven. And so if folks are ever interested in learning more about smoking turkey, grilling turkey, there's a lot of really fun and universal cuts. If you go and you know, look at the grocery store section where the turkey is, that is not just a whole bird. And there's parts and pieces that are excellent if you smoke them and grill them. And there's lots of recipes if you go to minnesotaturkey.com, or you can go to turkeysmoke.org and find just a plethora of really fun and unique recipes with turkey outside of roasting it in the oven.
Minnesota Turkey Executive Director Ashley Coles joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report. Nowadays, consumers are a little different, as almost when you sit down to eat, it's all about the experience nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's really fun. You know, part of the work that we do is interacting with consumers of all types. You know, the barbecue scene is kind of new for a new adventure. It's only our second year working in that space. But you see on social media, there's a lot of barbecue forums, and the uptick in people wanting to cook turkey on the grill and on the smoker is super fun to watch and interact with. And, you know, my family as well, Joe, you know, we are beef cattle farmers, but we have eaten more turkey in the past 6 months than we ever have. And, you know, even my little farm kids have grown to love and appreciate turkey, you know, outside of Thanksgiving. And it's really fun to cook it in fun and diverse ways that people really do enjoy, and not just the Thanksgiving roasted turkey, which is excellent, right? But it's fun to have options.
I mentioned, Ashley, if they have any sort of grab-and-grow turkey products. I remember seeing some of those in a parade a few years back.
It is, and you can get them at Quick Trip is where I find them most frequently in my travels, and they're excellent.
Minnesota Turkey Executive Director Ashley Coles, and joining us here during June Turkey Lovers Month. And Coles says they have some special events still coming up here in June.
Yes, we do. So we have what is called the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Summer Summit, and that is the annual event for the Turkey Growers Association. So it's going to be at the end of the month in Alexandria, where we, you know, gather our committees and do some policy development, but then also, you know, just report on, you know, what's happened in the turkey industry in the past years and set goal for the next year. So looking at promotion side with the council, but then looking at, you know, policy and outreach on the association side of the turkey industry. And of course, we have what's called a turkey taste-off, where folks submit recipes and the winner gets to be featured at the Minnesota State Fair booth, the Turkey Research and Promotion Council Minnesota State Fair booth. You could pick up the recipe card there with a whole smorgasbord of other recipe cards. And then obviously that turkey grower gets some bragging rights for winning the turkey taste-off. So it's always fun to see the new and innovative ways even turkey growers are promoting and cooking turkey with their own product.
I mentioned Ashley as well when she talks about using the grill or a smoker. Can you use a gas grill in making some of this turkey?
Oh, sure you can. I mean, it depends on if you want to get the grill flavor. You can cook turkey on a gas grill. If you have a smoker, then it's a little bit different flavor, but even grilled turkey is delicious, as long as you don't overcook it, Joe.
So, Ashley, what temperature should we cook it to?
So 168 is the USDA temperature for it. Don't go a degree over so you don't have overcooked turkey.
Minnesota Turkey Executive Director Ashley Coles joining us during Turkey Lovers Month. And once again, there's multiple ways you can find out more information.
To look for tasty turkey recipes and to learn more about the turkey industry, you just go to MinnesotaTurkey.com, and Minnesota spelled out, so MinnesotaTurkey.com.